Welcome to the Fleet and Family podcast series, where we take small parts of some of our classes and make them available in 5 minutes or less. In today's podcast, we will be talking about returning to school after an unexpected time away. The moment is finally arriving, and our unexpected time at home is almost at an end, and it's time for us to change gears and start thinking about prepping for another school year. As we move into a new normal, it is important to slowly ease into our old routines in order to make the transition smoother. So with that in mind, let's talk about a few tips to help you pick up where you left off. Tip number one, while you are preparing to return to traditional school, this is a good time to sort through clothes from last year and figure out what fits and what needs to be replaced. It is also worth considering putting in an order for new pajamas. After all, your children have probably been wearing theirs like uniforms during the last few months. Tip number two. Once you have new clothes squared away, designate a space in your house specifically for teacher notes and official school paperwork. Now that you are no longer the teacher, it is important to have a place where you can find all the important forms that are sure to come your way. Tip number three. Set up a consistent location and time for homework. This is going to be an adjustment for everyone after months of online school, but just like anything, routines are made over time. And hey, you're probably now a pro at making family calendars. This is a great time to apply those new skills. Tip number four. Up until now, you've been living under a stay-at-home schedule with different routines and bedtimes. Now it's time to start thinking about what a new bedtime might start to look like and start moving in that direction. At least 10 days before school starts, establish the official school bedtime so that your child is already in the groove by the time brick and mortar school begins. Tip number five, remember that you are an important part of this equation. After months at home, you have hopefully already developed the ability to keep your cool and know when to take a deep breath. Remember to hold on to that as you transition into this next phase. Finally, over the last few months, we have all come to appreciate the time and energy our children's teachers put into each school year. So this school year, as you prepare to send your little ones to their next academic adventure, make sure to thank the teachers who make it all possible. Also, make sure you stay up to date on any new policies or procedures that your child's school might be implementing this coming up school year. As we move back into normal life, each school system will have new guidelines in place to ensure the safety and health of all of their students. This was just a small piece based off of our parenting class. Thank you for joining me and Fleet and Family in our podcast series.